Hello, it's Father Jim. I'm inviting you to ponder the Psalms, these prayers of exquisite beauty were our Lord's prayer book. If it's good enough for him, I hope it's good enough for us. So you might like to, you know, look at your Psalms a bit. And I was saying that the two great motives for praising God is that his hesed is emet, his love is everlasting. And Psalms usually begin with an invitation to whoever's around, people in heaven, people on earth. The orchestra we looked at in Psalm 150, play your instruments for the Lord, is the praise God for the covenant in Exodus and for creation. Psalm 148, inviting us to praise, begins with the usual word Hallel, Yah, praise to God. And it's really just one long invitation to all sorts of people to praise God. Let heaven praise Yahweh. Praise him, heavenly heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his armies. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, shining stars. Praise him, highest heavens. Praise him and the waters above the heavens. Let them all praise the name of Yahweh, at whose command they were created. He's fixed them in their places forever by an unalterable statute. So, in other words, that's heaven, now earth. Let earth praise Yahweh, sea monsters and all the deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, gales that obey his decree, mountains and hills, orchards and forests, wild animals and farm animals, snakes and birds, now human beings, all kings on earth and nations, princes, all rulers in the world, young men and girls, old people and children too. Let them all praise the name of Yahweh, for his name and no other is sublime, transcending earth and heaven in majesty, raising the fortunes of his people to the praises of the devout of Israel, the people dear to him. Hallelujah, Yah, Yah. And I mentioned that the Trinity, which is God and God's feast, which we celebrated a couple of weeks ago, for me is the most important part of our faith. And the other part that is so important is the sacramental principle, where we can be in touch with the invisible through the visible. So here's a short poem by Joseph Plunkett, where he's praising God because he can see in the visible the work of the invisible artistic creator. I see his blood upon the rose, and in the stars the glory of his eyes. His body gleams amid eternal snows, his tears fall from the skies. I see his face in every flower, the thunder and the singing of the birds are but his voice, and carven by his power, rocks are his written words. All pathways by his feet are worn, his strong heart stirs the ever-beating sea. His crown of thorns is twined with every thorn, his cross is every tree. Amen.